Hey, y'all, it's 6:15 here on 97.9 The Hill. Aaron Keck with you tonight for Live and Local, especially live this evening. We are in 97.9 The Hill studios with six members of the house band of the School of Rock Chapel Hill for another round of studio sessions. We do this every month, always a lot of fun. Chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Go there and find out more about classes, camps, upcoming events. We're going to get a lot more on that from David Joseph of School of Rock coming up in a bit. But right now, we are joined in the studio, like I said, by six members of the house band from left to right on your radio dial: Braden Spacek, Asher Simon, Aaron Guest, Lauren Harshbarger, Van Cervantes, and Hazen Johnson, all with us tonight. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So let's hear something. What are we going to hear first? Lauren?
The first song we're playing is Burning for You by Blue Oyster Cult.
Burning for You. All right, take it away.
I've seen suns that will freeze and nights that were through.
Awesome. You're listening to the house band from School of Rock Chapel Hill, another round of studio sessions. And again, schoolofrock.chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Go there, find out more from the six members of the house band. We'll also hear from David Joseph, the owner and GM of School of Rock, when Live and Local comes back after this on 97.9 The Hill. Thanks, Maddie. 6:23, your time. Aaron Keck here with you live and local with local music. Again, especially live tonight, we got six members of the house band of School of Rock Chapel Hill in the studio for another round of studio sessions. Chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is their website. More from School of Rock and David Joseph coming up in just a bit. But we've got Aaron Guest, Asher Simon, Braden Spacek, Hazen Johnson, Lauren Harshbarger and Van Cervantes here in the studio with us. And again, thank you all so much for being with us. That first song was great.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go right to left. So Hazen, you're up first. How has it been just being in the house band? How long have y'all been like working together so far?
Well, yeah, I joined in August.
Okay.
So a couple months now, and it's just been great to have so many more rehearsals and like shows to and just more chances to play live and stuff.
What's your like musical background?
Well, I played drums. I have played drums for like 6 years, I guess now.
Okay. Awesome.
And then I joined here, like School of Rock, like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
awesome.
Yeah.
Van Cervantes on keyboard. I was 100% sure that I was hearing the keys, and then you did the like riff down the keyboard. I'm like, oh yeah, this is sounding really good.
Yeah.
How has it been working with this particular group of people? Bearing in mind that they're all standing right here and they can hear everything you're saying.
Yeah, they're pretty good as well.
Nice.
Pretty good, yeah. Yeah, pretty good. Just pretty good.
Awesome. Pretty good. Cool. Lauren Harshbarger on vocals. Fantastic job on Blue Oyster Cult. How long have you been singing?
Do you mean with School of Rock or in general?
Just in general.
I've been singing ever since I was little. That's just something that's always been fun for me.
Awesome. Like, how long have you been, like, taking lessons?
I started vocal lessons at School of Rock, so that's been 4 years now.
Okay. Wow. This is, like, time kind of... I don't know, has time flown or has time not flown? Because like a year and a half of that has been pandemic, so.
Yeah, everything was going super fast when it wasn't pandemic. The pandemic felt so slow, though, because I had to take a break, not being able to be in person.
Yeah. I guess between going fast and going slow, it all kind of adds up to feeling like 4 years.
Yeah.
About right. Yeah. Speaking with Lauren Harshbarger, we've also got Aaron Guest, Asher Simon, and Braden Spacek over on the left covering guitar for us. And Aaron, you've been with us. Are you keeping track of like the number of times you've been on the air with us? Because I've kind of lost count. It's been a bunch.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
What is I've kind of run out of questions. What does the future hold for you? Where are you in school right now?
In school?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a freshman in high school.
Okay.
So
you got a long time before. What does the future hold for you?
Yeah.
Then? Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. How is school going this year?
It's pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm getting accustomed to back in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in person, masked up, still weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How has it been like at School of Rock with rehearsals like in person but masked up and super weird?
I think I've said this before, but they do a really good job at School of Rock, so we can all have fun and still be safe.
Yeah. Asher Simon, our bassist, our one guy who's actually plugged in for this evening. Actually, no, Vance is also plugged in. This is acoustic, but two of the six members are plugged in. What got you into bass specifically?
So I had been playing drums for about 2 years, and I think I was just ready for something new.
Yeah. Does it still feel like percussion, or is it closer, like, how does bass, like, rake on the, like, guitar to drum spectrum?
So, it's, like, it's closer to guitar than it is to drums,
yeah.
But it's on the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah.
It's there, but it's not.
Speaking with Asher Simon, Braden Spacek, also on guitar, has also been with us, like, 1,000 times. Have you also lost count of the number of times you've been on with us?
Yep, I, like... don't really know. been here, yeah, a number of times now.
Does it get easier? Does it get harder? Is it about the same at this point?
I'd say it definitely gets easier the more you do it. Like, the first time I was definitely nervous compared to, like, now doing it.
Yeah. What is it like? Like, we're now back, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later, but y'all are getting back on stage in front of, like, actual audiences again. What is that feeling like?
I mean, it's always, like, nice to be back, like, with the crowd. It's one thing if it's, like, it doesn't really feel like it if you're doing it, like, for a live stream. You can't see the people, but when there's actually people there, it's always really nice to, like, have a crowd, like, supporting you.
There's going to be more great shows coming up, and we'll have more information about that coming up in just a bit. We're talking with the house band of School of Rock, Chapel Hill, part of the house band. There's a big house band behind them as well. But let's hear another song. What's coming up next?
Next, we're playing Higher Ground by, what is that, Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Awesome. All right, take it away. Awesome. Higher Ground there. You're listening to the house band from School of Rock, Chapel Hill. More from them when we come back. And we'll also hear from David Joseph, the owner and GM of School of Rock, Chapel Hill. Chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is their website. More from studio sessions with School of Rock, Chapel Hill as Live and Local continues after this. 6:34 your time. Aaron Keck here with you, 97 on the Hill, live and local tonight. And it's another round of studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is their website for more information about classes and camps and upcoming shows and a whole lot more. We've got six members of the house band here with us this evening. Aaron Guest, Asher Simon, Vance Cervantes, Lauren Harshbarger, Hazen Johnson, and Braden Spacek. We're going to hear more from the band in a minute. We got one more song for you, but right now we are also joined in the studio by the owner and general manager of School of Rock, David Joseph. David, how's it going?
It's going great.
Happy Wednesday.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Happy October 20th.
20th, yeah.
Man, oh man, time flies. Rocktober.
Yeah, well, like Lauren was saying, like it flies and then it goes super slow and then it flies and then it goes. Like, I've thought this year has gone so slow, but the last 2 months have just like. They've been gone.
It's definitely picked up since back to school.
Yes.
And we've been super busy.
100%.
And, you know, we're growing, and it's been like crazy cakes, but I love it.
And you just had a show at Shikori, right?
We did. I guess, was that last Saturday or two Saturdays
ago?
Yeah, we were at the Shikori Hills Festival live in person once again after a bit of a hiatus, and it was awesome. House band played an amazing set in front of a huge crowd, and it was just so great to be back out there with people.
Yeah.
In the fresh air.
We're going to talk about the house band because we got six people in here from the house band. There's a bunch of others in the house band as well. They all work together, and they work together real fast, right?
They do. In fact, this particular squad put together the set that you're listening to tonight, I guess just last week, last Thursday. So, yeah, you know, they're pros.
One rehearsal, is that right?
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. So what's coming up?
So what's coming up is the biggest and most important thing is this Sunday, October 24th, we are having what we're calling our Halloween Spooktacular and mid-season shows. It's going to be at the Cat's Cradle main stage from 1 to 5:15 p.m. And at that show, you'll be able to hear and see our performance program groups playing sets from their shows as follows: Aretha Franklin,
nice.
Tom Petty, Rush, The Clash, and The Talking Heads.
Awesome.
Plus, we'll have our youngsters, our Rock 101ers playing, as well as our house band.
Nice.
It's open to the public. Everybody's welcome. Costumes are definitely encouraged. Mm-hmm. I know everybody in this room is going to have a costume on, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. We're going to have prize
enthusiastic guesses all around.
I see.
I will be dressed like a rock star.
There you go. Yeah. We're going to be drawing prizes all afternoon, but you have to be present to win. So mm-hmm. come early, hang out late. We'll be making some fun announcements that day about our upcoming 2022 summer camps.
Nice.
And potentially we'll even be talking about our spring performance program themes. So be there and hear all about it.
I mean, I assume you will be talking now that you've said it into a live microphone.
Like,
now you have
stuff,
to.
People
are going to come. They're going to be disappointed if you don't. They're going to be asking questions after the show.
This is called painting yourself into a corner. That's right. It's free, but, you know, we do encourage donations, and we'd love, you know, even $5 per attendee would be awesome, help to offset costs. But if you've ever wondered what we do at the School of Rock, this would be the best way to find out what it is. Come to this show, check it out. You'll hear some great music.
Yep.
One note, the Cat's Cradle does require proof of vaccination or negative test results within 72 hours, and all attendees inside must be wearing their masks.
Yeah, they've been doing a really good job through all of this. And I know we say this every time, but shout out to the Cat's Cradle for supporting School of Rock as much as they have in the last year and a half. And also, we haven't really said this, shout out to you for supporting the Cradle in return, because this was a two-way street.
Well, it's just been a great partnership and a mutual effort to help keep live music alive. And I'm just grateful to Frank and everybody at the Cradle for having us there and doing the live streams. And it's been fantastic.
Yeah. So that's coming up on Sunday the 24th, this coming Sunday, just a few days from now. You got another show coming up in November, right?
That's right. Saturday, November 13th, from 1 to 4 p.m., we will be doing a concert on Great Meadow Park in Briar Chapel. And that will also be the house band and our Rock 101ers once again, out in the fresh air. Fingers crossed for good weather. We'll be under a pavilion. If it starts to rain, you know, just have an umbrella or a poncho. But we're excited about that. And yeah, so that's coming up November 13th.
Cool. And I know we're already starting to get the word out about summer camps, even though summer is still a ways away. But it's, again, time flies. It's going to be here before you know it.
We always manage to sell a few summer camps in October of every year, the preceding October.
All right.
And so they go on sale on Sunday, the 24th. And we'll be talking about those and announcing the themes for those on the 24th. So you can go to our website and find out more about that.
Has anyone in here done one of the summer camps or more? Lauren, what was it? How was it?
I've done the Green Day summer camp.
Okay.
And a superhero-themed summer camp.
Nice.
Both of those were super fun because you got to meet a new group of people, some who had experience and some who didn't. And you just got to put together a bunch of different songs. And
awesome.
Like, a week, I think.
Yeah.
What was the superhero summer camp? What was that?
It was a mixture of a bunch of different songs from different Marvel movies.
Okay. Gotcha.
I can't remember any of the names.
That's, yeah.
Didn't you do a songwriting camp once as well?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I use those skills. That is helpful.
Yeah.
I think Aaron did a guitar building camp once upon a time.
Yeah, it was like a long time ago, but yeah, I did. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Speaking with David Joseph, School of Rock, Chapel Hill, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com for more information. And again, classes happening all the time, camps coming up. And that's for people who want to take classes. You're also putting the word out for people who want to teach classes.
Yeah,
right?
I'd love to put a plug out there right now. You know, we're growing. We've got an amazing staff, and we're busting at the seams, and we could add some more qualified instructors. So if anyone out there is listening, is a music instructor or knows music and would like to be a music instructor or knows of a music instructor, send them our way. They can email us at chapelhill@schoolofrock.com. I'd love to meet them and talk with them about passing on their love and passion for music to the next generation.
And again, chapelhill@schoolofrock.com is the email address if you want to get more information on that. chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website for more information on classes, camps, and upcoming shows. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
Our last song is Boys of Summer.
Oh, I love this one. All right, take it away.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, though I know you're not home. But I can see you, your brown skin shining in the sun. You got your hair combed back and your sunglasses on, baby. Forget those nights, I wonder if it was a dream. Remember how you made me crazy, remember how I made you scream. Now I don't understand what happened to our love, but babe, I'm gonna get you back. I'm gonna show you what I'm made of. But I can see you, your brown skin shining in the sun. I see you walking real slow and you're smiling at everyone. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer have gone. Mm-hmm.
today I saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. A little voice inside my head said, don't look back, you can never look back. I thought I knew what love was, what did I know? Those days are gone forever, I should just let them go, but I can see you. The ground's getting shining in the sun. You got your hair pulled back and your sunglasses on, baby.
Summer there. That is the house band from School of Rock, Chapel Hill. Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com for more information on upcoming classes, camps, and shows. Summer camp opportunities coming up real quick. Head to the website for that and head to Cat's Cradle this Sunday from 1 to 5:15 for the Halloween Spooktacular. Free, open to everyone. Donations welcome and encouraged and graciously accepted, but it's going to be a great day at the Cradle this Sunday. Aaron Asher, Braden, Hazen, Lauren, Vans, David, everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.